This is Andy Salt here with Raj Chaudhry from the Gurkha Welfare Trust, who is, and that organisation is part of the Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty. We're here for the UN Day to eradicate poverty, but actually on the 15th, because we're doing it over the weekend, and we're at Brookwood Cemetery. And it's a great opportunity for Raj to fill us in on what's happening with the Gurkha Welfare Trust, what it's all about, and what the current issues are. So, Raj, can you tell us more?
Yes, the Gurkha Welfare Trust was set up to help the Gurkhas who didn't get any pension because either they were injured and couldn't continue their minimum of 12 to 15 years service, so they didn't get the pension, and also to support the widows of Gurkhas who had given their life for Britain during the wars, first, second, and the Malayan emergency in Borneo. So they get about £25 to £30 a month to sustain, so buy veg and things, and also they organize some kind of a treatment for them if they are completely out of money. And the Gurkha Welfare Trust basically depends on the donation from British public, and British public living abroad, we moved to other parts of the world, and they hold events in UK, different areas of UK, to raise money for this people who have no pensions at all. So they really help the widows, the old veterans, and sometimes the orphan. If the house is burned and need repair, they do go out and help. And they also put kind of a water thing. Water is precious in Nepal. So they have this special, what do you call, the taps and things built around the villages in Nepal. They have Gurkha Welfare Trust officers who are ex-Gurkha soldiers who are also given areas in Nepal to go and visit the area and see how the old pensioners are. Some of them have decided to come to UK ever since the ruling from the House of Commons, if they've done more than 4 years of service, a minimum of 4 years. And they have come all the way in Britain to be part of the British society and to get some benefits which they didn't have it when they were serving in Malaya, Singapore and Hong Kong. The Gurkhas were taken after India got independence and brought to Malaya, Singapore and Hong Kong as part of the His Majesty's government service, where they were told they will be treated equally like the British soldiers, which didn't happen, unfortunately. So these old soldiers have decided to come and hopefully get some benefit of living in UK, and they have concentrated mostly in Aldershot, and now it is becoming a bit of bone of contention regarding services, because the Hampshire County Council and Rushmore County Council have budgets and they can't go beyond it. So there is a tension regarding services, especially the health service, because these Gurkha soldiers are old soldiers and their wives need more medical help, and that has put a strain. And there is a lot of debate going within the people on the Facebook, and some of the remarks are not very nice for these old soldiers, because they decided to give everything and stayed by their oath of allegiance. Whatever they said they would do for this country, they did it, and some of them died. That's why we have a lot of Gurkha widows. But this man I hear, 60, 70 year old, hoping that they will get some benefits out of coming to Britain, what they didn't get in the British Army. And they have heard that life in Britain is better. But then you all know the experience here, what they are facing in Aldershot. They live in little bedsitters, most of them, unless they have their sons working here, a bit of the family. So they are in some ways benefiting something from Britain, but in other situations, a little bit isolated. And there are issues regarding some of the customs and things and the facilities in Aldershot. And I feel for both sides, for the Rushmore Borough Council, the Hampshire Primary Care Trust and the County Council, and also for the Gurkhas, because I saw them as a child from the age of 2 to 22. I grew up in the camps and I saw the disparity of pensions, pays and the facilities. Obviously we come from the fourth world, as we were dubbed, and we are expected to only get so much money, I mean the Gurkha soldiers. So also I campaign for them, and joining the Sarihit coalition is partly because the attraction is make poverty history, and I'm trying to make Gurkhas, ex-Gurkha soldiers, the veterans, poverty history, and I hope people will support to write to the Prime Minister, the government, to say do something about the pension, because I believe that half of the Gurkhas, widows and the old veterans planning to come to UK actually wouldn't come to UK. They will stay at home and enjoy an increased pension.
Thanks, Raj. That's really enlightening stuff. And more information about that organisation and all the others that are involved in the Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty at the website, which is surreyheathcoalitionagainstpoverty.org.uk, and there's a link off there to the Gurkha Welfare Association.